Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is Kay Mullins. Kay is the musical. Well, sometimes she can be a little bit musical, but she's the museum education curator at the El Paso Centennial Museum, UTEP Centennial Museum. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the museum, but more importantly, also some of the classes that are being offered this summer to the community and some of the students here as well, the children, and a lot of the faculty who have children. They come and they have a lot of fun at this museum because they call them camps now, don't they?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So, Kay, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about what I just talked about. What kind of classes or camps do you have to offer this summer?
This summer, I've added one. We have four. And due to some of the suggestions from some of my students last summer, I added one more. We're going to call it the CSI Camp, Crime Scene Investigation. It's been over, I don't know that it's been done on camp very often, on campus very often, but the museum's going to attempt to do that this summer. I've gotten a lot of response from the parents, the students as well, campers. They're all excited. They all want to learn about fingerprinting and various other pieces.
And I think
to
the
it.
Parents might be interested too, right, to find out who took that last cookie.
They just might.
So tell us about this program, first of all, because you said that it was recommended to you. The students had made inquired about it. How do these camps get selected? Do you all kind of poll the students, or how does that work?
Most of it comes from the mission statement of the museum, of course, UTEP supports, but then the education vision statement as well. We want to bring a little bit more to the forefront the history of this area. For instance, the first camp is called Cruising the Cultures or Culture Cruise, and it sounds kind of funny, but that's the whole idea. We wanted to make it fun, but we also wanted to introduce some of the history of the area of the indigenous people. We're going to be learning, for instance, one of we have a UTEP professor who's going to be giving us a little bit of information on the very beginnings of everything as we know it today. And then we'll be making a map. We're also going to be discovering the different tribes and mapping that as well on a big piece of paper on the floor so we can get right down and into it. We're also going to be doing some of the things like weaving. And one of my favorites is we're going to be going to the UTEP Ceramic Studio. And the students there are going to be teaching us how to coil baskets with clay. And then a couple of other techniques that are pretty much the way the indigenous peoples made them, and then we'll be decorating them. We're going to be studying some symbols, too, as well, the decorations they put on the pots, what they mean, if we can figure that out. But it's going to be a group effort. And then all along the whole 5 days, we're going to be putting our information to good use. We're going to create our own tribes. It'll be groups of four or five kids together, but they'll be letting us know. They're going to do just a mini presentation. It won't be anything formal. But using what they've learned so far about the food, the clothing, the tools by the different groups, and some of them are almost exactly the same. But that's what we're aiming at, is just a little bit of information and a little bit of fun, too.
And when do the camps officially start?
The one I was just talking about begins June 6th and runs through June the 10th. They're from 9 to 1 every day, Monday through Friday. And we encourage everyone to bring their own lunch.
And how does one go about signing up for these camps? Where can they find the information? Is it on your website, or do they get mailers?
It's not on the website just yet, but it will be on our Facebook. Also, you can contact me at my email address or my phone number. Email is probably better because I'm faster at that than returning phone calls, but I will return them. My number is 747-8994, and my email address is the letter K, and my last name, Mullins, at utep.edu.
Last year, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I have one of the different camps, but you did something with paleontology and prehistoric times, and then you guys actually made something?
We're going to do that again. It was back by popular demand, Digging Dinosaurs.
Yes.
We studied dinosaurs from feathers to sounds, and that's all theory. But we had a lot of fun trying to put together what they might have looked like covered in feathers or what their sounds might have been. And then at the end of it, we made a Boxosaurus. I know it sounds kind of silly, but we took the kids took two, there was two teams, and they took different and a huge assortment of cardboard boxes and paper mache containers, anything I could dig up. Actually, like, cleaned off the shelves in the supply cabinet, and put it all into one big pile, and told them, "I need you to make me a Boxosaurus, and I need." Right now, this team one and team two, you would have thought I had given them a brand new bicycle for Christmas. They thought that was the greatest thing in the world, that all the boxes, they paint, glitter, you name it, they had. And it was absolutely adorable when they got finished. It's really amazing, at least to me, the things they can come up with when you let them, when you turn them loose with a few tools, but the rest of it is creativity on their part.
And I guess because you... As you mentioned, you give them some instructions, but then at the same time you say, okay, you're on your own. And in their mind, they are on their own, but I mean, they're still being supervised. But it's like, this is cool. The teacher just let us do whatever we need to do from what
exactly.
we learn.
Exactly. And we do that on Friday. And then Monday through Thursday, what we have done, we've studied the dinosaurs. So on Friday, the whole idea is take these materials and use what you've learned the last 4 days and put together a dinosaur. One of the other things we did that was really, really cool is when you read about dinosaurs, because obviously you can't go see one too terribly often, they tell you it was 85 feet long and I don't know however many feet tall. We were like, well, what does that actually look like? So we went out to the front yard and took straws and put them all together and measured until we had something that was 85 feet long. And then I don't remember how tall it was, but it was something enormous as well. So we did that too. And then we got the idea, why don't we set this up so we can see how tall it is, which was not easy to do with straws and wind in El Paso. But we made it. It was really, really interesting to see exactly how long 85 feet actually is.
And then you... It could be part of the one you talked about, indigenous people. Is that the one also where they made drums?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
At the end of that, the Friday, when that camp ends, Friday morning they make their own drum with instructions and careful supervision. And then that afternoon, Mauricio Gonzalez from MCAD comes over. He's actually a student here. He's a drummer. He has drums from around the world. He brings them with him, sets everything up, and everybody gets to learn to play their drum, plus the drums that he brought with him. He teaches them a little bit about the history of the drum. Apparently, almost every culture has drums, and they have some sort of meaning. So, and they get to play the drums from just a little set of bongos to a complete setup of drum trap, the whole combo thing. So everybody gets a chance to learn, and everybody gets to participate, and they usually all participate at one time after they all. And then we even get moms and dads in on the act, too. It goes over really well. Everybody like really likes to learn.
And I'm sure that this has got to be very exciting when the children are watching all these drums being set up, and they're like just so eager to get their hands on them.
You see those little fingers? Yeah. They really enjoy it for the most part. I don't know about anybody that doesn't. So, and then the parents usually get involved, too. And I deliberately have it at near the end for the parents to come and pick them up. So they can spend a little time learning the same things, or the kids can teach them what they learned. That's always pretty cool, too.
And then mom goes home and wonders where her pots and pans are.
Yes.
That's what we used to use.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me about the CSI camp, because this is new.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
For us, it's brand new. We're going to be learning a little bit about fingerprinting, about, let's see what else. Let me check my notes here. Fingerprinting, nonverbal communication, body language, handwriting analysis, footprint analysis, which sounds a little strange, but you can actually tell how tall and how heavy a person is by the size of their footprint, which I didn't realize either. But the medical examiner's office is going to come out. They're going to be teaching us a little bit about forensic photography. But the fun thing about all of this is it's a lot of hands-on. They'll learn to do the fingerprinting themselves. But I've also set up mysteries. Right now I have 3 days set up. I'll have all 5 eventually, but I'm not real sure about the the use of time. But I want to get them to be able to use what they have learned so far to solve each one of the mysteries, and it'll be all over the museum.
And are they going to be also set up into like little groups of detectives?
Yes. Yes. And we'll have lab coats. And we have safety goggles, of course, and safety gloves as well.
And as far as the – well, you said that you're still thinking about some of the other ones, but what kind of mysteries are they going to have to solve?
One of them is the missing purple lily. I know, but it was – I wanted to keep it simple. They'll have to figure out what happened. One of them actually has a body outline, not a real body, but an outline of a body, to what happened there, and footprints for them to analyze. It also teaches them to record the information, which we'll go over that in the very beginning. So you can use a tape recorder, or you can use a flip-over notebook, which is what we're going to do. We'll make our own, and everybody will have their name on it, and they'll record their clues.
Now, this sounds exciting, Kay. What about, you know, parents might want to sign up for these too, but I'm sure there's an age limit.
There is. That one is a little bit older, but we have expanded it to the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
And the other ones?
They're 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. And the Rocking the Camp, which we haven't talked about yet, is 5th, 6th, and 7th grade.
Okay, so let's talk about Rocking the Camp now.
Okay, that's basically geology. We're going to be going to Overtree Geology Department. They're going to be showing us a little bit about the seismograph they have. We have some seismic activity equipment, but it's very basic in the museum. It's on a video screen. But we're going to be making our own seismograph. We're going to be studying volcanoes and making crystals, which we're going to have to start in the beginning of the week because it takes a little while to get them going. We're going to be studying geodes. We'll be cracking open our own, again with safety glasses and gloves so that nobody gets hurt, including me. It ought to be really interesting. Earth layers, we're going to be doing some experiments. And then the uses of some of the rocks and minerals. I have a lady coming in who's going to be helping us to make jewelry out of some of the rocks and minerals.
And I'm sure they're going to be very surprised, or perhaps, you know, some of these kids already knew the fact that some of these rocks that we have around here were used many years ago for different things.
Exactly. I kind of wanted to touch on mining, too, because it was very big here at one time. So we'll be doing a little bit of that as well.
Now, the first camp, when does it kick off?
Cruising Cultures, or Culture Cruise, kicks off June 6th. And then we have the Forensics from June 20th to the 24th. And then the Dinosaur Camp is July 11th through July 15th. And then Rocking the Camp, which is the geology, is July 25th through July 29th.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us here today. And it looks like we got some good plans here for our kiddies this summer.
Yes, we do. It's going to be fun.
And if you want to find out more about what Kay was just talking about, you can email her at Kay, the letter K, M-U-L-L-I-N-S, at utep.edu, or you can call her at 747-8994. Of course, it's going to be easier, as Kay mentioned, if it's an email, and that's kmullins@utep.edu. Thank you so much for being with us here.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Kay Mullins, and Kay is the El Paso Centennial Museum Education Coordinator. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.